to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, December 2nd, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. Her message is Angels. The Old Testament reading today is from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, and the New Testament lesson is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38.
Sure. And so each week we're going to be looking at different people and characters in the nativity scene. So today we're starting with angels, and we have our angel up here in the front as well. So this is your game this morning, right? Look at the pictures. Try to find the angels. Some of the scenes might have zero or one or more than one. And then take a look at them. Like, what color are their wings? What color are they wearing? What skin tone might they have? What gender? Do you think they're male? Do you think they're female? Do you think they're genderless? Are they the same size as the other characters? Are they bigger or smaller? I find it interesting with angels sometimes, like, where do you place the angel? Does the angel go up high, on the side, in the front? Do any of them have halos?
Angels have halos.
Angels have halos. So you can recognize which one's the angel in the picture, right? We know what angels are. Angels show up in pop culture, movies and shows, ornaments for the Christmas tree on the tops of the Christmas tree. We know that when there are wings and a halo, that's what the angel is. Is that the biblical image of angels? But the word angel in the Bible is also the Greek and Hebrew word for messenger. And they are tied to being heavenly beings. Although there are many, many different images of angels in the Bible. There's not just one solitary image. The very first mention of angels we get is from Genesis chapter 3, when after Adam and Eve have been expelled from the Garden of Eden, there are cherubs who are charged with guarding the tree of life and preventing Adam and Eve from re-entering the garden. These cherubs were not the round-faced, chubby-cheeked infants. They are described as carrying flaming swords to guard the gates. Later, we get angels and messengers who visited Lot in the town of Sodom. Or even Abraham, a group of messengers who predicted Sarah's pregnancy. But these angels do not appear to be any visibly different from human beings. Because we hear that Abraham and Lot just treated them like they were human beings. They brought them in, they sat them down, they fed them. Only later did they recognize that they were angels because of the message they delivered. And then today we have this description of angels from Isaiah. I'm so glad that Gladys read that with drama and verve this morning. It's a vision of God, and God is accompanied by seraphs. Did you hear how these things were described? They have how many wings? Six wings. So, right, I think about angels with two wings, right? They had six wings. With two, they covered their faces. With two, they covered their feet. Although also in Hebrew, the word for feet might be the same place that gets covered by a fig leaf, right? With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they flew. Right? And they called to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." And when they called to one another, the whole building shook. Right? They're not whispering and singing nicely, "Holy, holy, holy." No, they are reverberating the whole building. So you got this visual of six wings. We can hear them. They're loud. We can feel them because the whole building is shaking, and you can smell them Because the word seraph is related to the word fire. So the seraphim are fiery angels. And the whole house filled with smoke. We got used to smoke a month ago. And you can smell it and you can taste it. You can taste the ash. And it doesn't say how large these seraphs are, but I imagine they're not tiny. It doesn't say what gender they are, but in terms of their presence in the room, they are intimidating, they are powerful, and overwhelming. And the human being who's imagining himself next to these seraphs is cringing a bit. I'm feeling like a small human being. Wow, those are some angels. But then in our other reading, we get in the Gospel of Luke, we get zero physical description of Angel Gabriel. We don't know if he has wings. We don't know if he has two wings or six wings or zero. I'm a little frustrated by the lack of sensory detail. I'm kind of curious what Gabriel might have looked like and sounded like. And what is it about Gabriel that made him recognizable as an angel? Did Mary know she was talking to an angel? Or was she just talking to a messenger? Or both? We get quite a bit of detail about their conversation, though. That this angel appears and says, hello, says greetings, right? Hi, how are you? You are favored, and the Lord is with you. And then the angel says what so many angels say in the Bible, do not be afraid. So it does make me wonder if the angel was somewhat intimidating, or the angel bringing a message from God means, be careful, your life's about to change here. And Mary is able to speak back to the angel. How is this going to work? And the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and nothing will be impossible with God. Hey, Gabriel sounds like a relatable angel. Maybe not cute, but at least a conversational one. We can be familiar with Gabriel because he shows up every year in the Christmas story. Right? Somebody gets to play the angel in the Christmas pageant. I've done that with the cardboard wings, with the tinsel around the end, and the halo made out of pipe cleaners or so. And so... that kind of angel seems friendly. But I'll say that when we have friendly angels, I end up missing that power and that presence of those seraphs. Perhaps we've made angels a little too cute, too tame, too calm, and too ordinary. Because ultimately, even Gabriel, who we relate to, is a divine messenger coming to announce something earth-shattering, life-changing, and cosmos-reorienting. Something's coming soon. Because no matter how we picture what angels look like, what we learn from the Bible is what angels do, what their function is. And their function is to arrive with life-altering messages. Like, they're not here to harass us, but they're here to guide us, to point and push. They're not here to passively hover with wings over our shoulders and follow us around. They're here to say, God's over there, you need to go that way, and you need to get a move on. Angels are here to help us keep from missing out on the powerful and spiritual and significant work of God in the world. I think we need a few more of the seraph intense angels these days. But maybe they don't show up as winged messengers. Maybe they do show up now as other messengers and modern-day prophets. Those people that God is using to bring God's message of good news that pushes us and directs us closer to God. I have to say that as I was working on this, I'm like, I don't know if I have any angels in my life. And then my phone rings, and Maria Guevara, who many of you have met with Vallejo together, said, "Hey, God's up to something. You want in on it?" What's going on, Maria? Vallejo Together is in the process of losing their existing navigation space, so they will not be able to rent at their location starting January 1. And she says, "But there's a property that just opened up. The rent is good. Want to go see it?" I'm like, okay. And then even this morning when I'm going, okay, I got to get out of bed and preach this sermon, I get a text from Maria at 7:30 this morning. Woohoo! Looks like we might be in. What I'd say about Maria is that she is always pushing. She's not just passively there going, God's going to take care of the homeless in our town. She's pushing and saying, we got to do something. We got to do something now. People are cold now. And God is moving in the town of Vallejo. We need angels. Angels who push us and point us to those messages we need to hear, that we need to wake up to. Because the angels are not there to say, look at me, I'm so beautiful with my wings and my halo. No, they're always pointing to God's action in the world. And so this morning, and this Advent, as you see images of angels, you can see them as who they are. But I also hope that you would remember how angels are powerful messengers who point us to worship and serve our God. So to close, I ask about you this Advent season, you and me. Where do you need a messenger, a divine messenger, who's going to shake you up a little, who's going to push and prod you closer to God? Where do you need perhaps a little more intensity, a little more fire and smoke and ground shaking to get you closer to God? And what direction is God pointing you to and pointing us to? For keep on the lookout. Advent is the season.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California. Or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.